Dr. Albert, can you click note on Mateo, M-A-T-E-O, last name, Castanon Lopez, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N, dash, L-O, excuse me, space, L-O-P-E-Z, birthday 2/5/24, scene 10/17/24, with mother, with having with history, actually with mother, with history of having respiratory distress for the past month, has been seen several times without hospitalization. Mother is concerned because continue to have trouble breathing and now with decreased eating for the past 3 days, not taking fluids. Has been given nebulizer, which she uses at home, which gives temporary relief only. So had bronchiolitis initially, seen that Herman Memorial Hospital in Humboldt. And then I seen at Kingwood Pediatrics Unit 2 weeks ago. Reveal symptoms, a history of prematurity with neonatal respiratory distress in hospital for 3 months, according to mother. History of congestive heart murmur, diagnosed UTMB in Conroe, referred for cardiac evaluation, seen yesterday with clearance without evidence of murmur. Social family history, patient lives with mother. Physical exam. Patient appears to be in mild distress and has ears on the throat. Slight erythema of the pharynx, neck supple without masses, lungs with 2+ expiratory wheezing. Without retraction. Respiratory distress evident. Without evident respiratory distress. Cardiovascular heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Evidence soft and again, make your tennis. extremities, nasal sinuses, edema, clogging skin, neurological, obviously normal limits. Patient had strep, flu, and COVID testing, all of which were negative. Patient getting a nebulizer treatment here with albuterol with clearing of respiratory distress and bruises. Diagnosis is bronchial asthma with early dehydration. The mother advised to take child to Texas Children's Hospital for further evaluation and workup. She has brain transportation and will take child now. To continue nebulizer treatments at home and pending further evaluation and treatment at Texas Children's Hospital while getting established with pediatrician. States the one that she was given to see was not able to see her baby for 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.